18. Thank Brother Howard. Had a birthday today. I want to say happy birthday to Brother Howard. Where'd you go, Brother Howard? You there? There he is on the back. Miss Renee's got a birthday tomorrow. Amen. So somebody text to remind me to say something, all right? Isaiah 45. I love our church family. And we might as well be ourselves because God knows who we are. And, now, y'all watch this verse. I've never preached out of it in many years of preaching. But, Lord, I was praying in my study this week, and the Lord put this in my heart, and I went to the Bible and found it. Isaiah 45, verse 15. Verily, thou art a God that hidest thyself, O God of Israel, the Savior. You may be seated this morning. Father, we love you. And we thank you for the good grace of God today. I pray now that you'd settle my mind. And God, I pray you'd touch my spirit. Help me to be a blessing to the people. Pray you'd lead and guide us. Oh, Holy One, we need you today. Thank you for your blessings on us. Thank you for your goodness. Oh, God, we thank you for how good you've been to us. Help us now, we ask you in Jesus' name. Amen. Notice this text, verily, or surely, or truly, thou art a God that hidest thyself. I won't preach on this simple subject today, on God behind the scenes. God behind the scenes. In Psalm 77 and 19, he says, thy way is in the sea, thy path in the great waters, and thy footsteps are not known. We see here the God behind the scenes. He says that he hideth himself. You know, he's ever present, yet ever hidden. Can I say that again? He is ever present, but yet ever hidden. He sees us, though we can't see Him. If we could explain God, then He would cease to exist to be God. For His ways are past our finding out. He's bigger than we'll ever know. Here in this text, the God behind the scenes. I want to say in Genesis 1 and 1, He was behind the scenes in the beginning. You know, this world just didn't happen into existence. God spoke it and created this world that you and I are a part of this morning. We see here in Genesis 1 and 1, as God has hidden Himself, we find that in Genesis 1 and 1, He's the God that's behind the scenes, He's behind the beginning. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God. God was already there. God has always been God. You know, as a little kid, my mind would go, well, where did God come from? And it just run off a cliff. Couldn't go no further, Brother Mike. God has always been God. And in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. There was light. God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. The evening and the morning were the first day. So there in verse number 1 of chapter 1, we see God behind the scenes in the beginning. We find Him in the scenes of creation. Then we find in verse number 20, not only do we see about the creation, but now we see the creatures. Verse 20, God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth, and the open firmament of heaven. God created whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind. Every winged fowl after his kind, and saw that it was good. Then the Bible says that God blessed them, saying, be fruitful, multiply, fill the waters and the sea, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. So here we see God behind the scenes in the beginning of the creation, at the beginning of the creatures. Verse 24, Brother Shane, look, he's behind the creepers. What are you saying? God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth after his kind, and it was so. What was them creeping things, preacher? Was those things that squatted down when they walked. You say, well, are they still out there today? Oh, yeah, you can see a lot of creepers. You don't have to go very far to find them creepers. Somebody say amen. But oh, we find God behind the scenes in the beginning of the creation, of the creatures, of the creepers. But then in verse 26, he's behind the scene of the couple. He said, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Now here God made man into a trinity. We have a soul. That soul is our seat of emotions, our affections, our self-conscience. Then we have a spirit. It is the part that knows. And until God has been made, has made you alive from above with His Spirit, you cannot commune to God. That's why He said we must be born again. The second birth is there He illuminates our spirit and makes it very much alive toward God. Now we there say we can communicate to God. And so man in his triune part, with his soul, his spirit, and then this body is separable from soul and spirit. So God made man and God made woman. And there he made them a triune person, soul, spirit, and body. So we see God behind the scenes in the beginning. A lot of technology will say, well, Darwin's theory was the process. Let me tell you, honey, Darwin's probably in hell this morning, but there's a God been behind the scenes, spoke it all into existence. The prettiest picture you've ever seen. Boy, and God, one of the greatest architects you've ever seen. He's painted some pretty things that we may enjoy. He told us to simply replenish the earth and multiply. We'd be over every creature, every creeping thing. So there we see God behind the scenes in the beginning. Then secondly, in 1 Samuel chapter number 17, we see God behind the scenes in the battle. Aren't you glad that we're on the winning side this morning? 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 48, the God behind the scene. He's ever present, yet ever hidden. Here we know the story. Young David going to face Goliath. Here the nation of Israel, they faced a great giant named Goliath. Everybody had tucked tail and run, but one little shepherd boy, David, came upon the scene and he cried these words, is there not a cause? So David simply took what he had. We pick him up, verse number 48 of 1 Samuel. It came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David. David hastened, ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone. And I like this, and he slang it. Smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling, with a stone, smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. How many times the God behind the scenes has won your battle? How many times have we ever looked and said, "Dear God, I can't see you right now, but I know that you were in on this victory you just gave me." We face many giants in life. Giants in our family, giants in our workplace, even the giants in our own flesh. But boy, aren't you glad there's a God behind the scenes that can help us win in the battle. Notice David ran toward the battle. He didn't run from the battle. The church, if it's ever been a day and an hour when God's people need to stand up and face the battle. Matter of fact, the armor that He gave us in Ephesians is for the forefront of us, not the hinder part. You have no protection if you run. But if you stand and face your enemy, face your giant, well, God will give you victory. You say, "Preacher, how did he win that battle?" He simply used what God gave him by faith. He trusted the unseen hand, Brother Michael, the God that he really couldn't see. Maybe we can't see him, but I sure am glad we can feel him. Boy, you know, Moses, I looked through this study thinking about, the Bible says there's no man that's never seen the face of God and lived. And the Bible said that God spoke to Moses face to face or in an approach that was close to him. But in that same text, he says, "Moses, when I pass by, I'll put you in the cleft of the rock and you'll see my hinder parts." Well, why can't we see the face of God? First of all, because He's so holy. And we cannot see Him. But boy, He told Moses, that "You can't see me face to face, but you can see my hinder parts." What you thought there? Oh my, see, God had already been there and done it, and He's seen Him walking off. Ain't you glad we got a God that's ahead of us this morning? Oh, I'm glad He's behind the scenes in our battles. How many times I've battled this flesh, battled my anger, battled jealousy and pride, battled the wickedness that rises up in my heart. I sure am glad there's a God behind the scenes that'll put us on the winning side this morning. Oh, I sure am glad that He gives us victory in our battles. I want to ask you today, what are you battling? I think probably the biggest battle I have is myself. I told one of my friends this week, I battle my mind more than anything. I have mind battles, and some of you don't have that. Great, I'm glad you don't. But we that do, that battle our mind, pray for us. And some of you, you battle things in your flesh. You battle things down in your heart. But I sure am glad there's a God behind the scenes. His unseen hand can help us in the battle. We see God behind the scenes in the beginning. He spoke it all into existence. Young people, don't let this woke crowd teach you that homosexualism is okay. God created Adam and Eve. Amen? So He put man and woman together that they may reproduce and have children. Somebody said, "Well, let me ask you, why do you have young people in your church?" I said, "Because they're raised in the church." Amen. And I commend you young families for bringing your babies to the house of God. It's very important. I was reading also this week, Brother Mike, from a man said, you know, he'd been preaching a long time at a church and nobody could really, just a few messages would stand out. And I got to thinking about when the choir's singing and we get up and preach, and you might not remember every meal that's been served here, but you go back to where you was raised. And you might not remember every biscuit your mama made, and every sausage and piece of bacon she fried, but it got you a long life's way. And that's the way it is in church. Let me tell you, every Sunday a meal is served, and we must partake of that to help us on down life's way. And boy, when you move off, you appreciate what you used to have. Them biscuits and white milk gravy. Somebody say amen. Boy, my mama made gravy so thick, you didn't drink her gravy. You had to sling it off the spoon. It's so thick. Boy, I tell you, I had a good old country mama, and I loved her. And so I appreciate the God behind the scenes in the beginning. God made every one of us. There are no accidents sitting here. God said life, and life has came forth. God gives life, and He takes life, and that's His business. And this morning we see the God that hideth Himself. Yet He hides Himself, we can see Him. Yet He hides Himself, yet we can feel Him. Oh, this morning, the God behind the scenes. We see Him behind the scenes in the beginning. We see Him behind the scenes in the battle. How many battles have you won that you know God helped you in that situation? You'll come to a time in your Christian life where you realize you can't do it. And when you realize when you can't do it, that's when you're fixing to face one of the greatest victories in your life, because there's nothing too hard for the Lord. Today, the God that hidest thyself, we see Him behind the scenes at the beginning. He spoke it into existence and He created everything. Then we see Him behind the scenes in the battle. But lastly this morning, I want to share this with you. Malachi 3 and verse number 6. We see Him behind the scene in the blessing. In the blessing. Turn with us to the book of Malachi. Turn with us over into chapter number 3. Malachi chapter number 3, the last book in your Old Testament. I want to show you something. Malachi 3, the God behind the scenes in the blessing. You know why we're blessed this morning? It's because God has blessed us. Listen to me, young people. If you will apply yourself and work with what God has given you and put forth your best effort, you put God first in your life, amen, He will bless you. You might not drive new cars, you might not live in new homes, but you'll have blessings that money cannot buy. You look at what's sitting on the pew beside you this morning. You don't have to look far. Look in your contacts or your phone. You don't have to look very far. When you pull into your drive today, whatever you go home to, you're going home to a lot more than the average person has got, because you've got things money just cannot buy. Now look in Malachi, the God behind the scenes. I want you to watch this, Malachi 3 and 6. He said, now this is the Old Testament, and He says, "For I am the Lord, and I change not." And even though that's in the Old Testament, it's for this dispensation and hour also. We have a God that does not change. A God that's behind the scenes, but He never does change. Now watch what it says. "I am the Lord and I change not." He said in verse 10, He says, let's read it all. Verse 8, "Will a man rob God? Yet you've robbed me. But you say, where have we robbed you?" He said, "In tithes and offerings." And I don't have to preach to this church about tithing. You know that God honors tithing. Then He says, verse 10, He gets to talking to us. Look what He says now. The God behind the scenes and the blessing. "Bring ye all the tithes in the storehouse." Well, time out, preacher. Do we tithe on gross or net? Well, you want gross blessings or net blessings? That's all I know to tell you. Y'all take it up with IRS. Somebody say amen. "Bring you all the tithes in the storehouse." Didn't He say, "I'm the Lord and change not"? "There may be meat in mine house." And watch this. "And prove me now, herewith saith the Lord of hosts." Now watch, here it is. "If I'll not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, there shall not be room enough to receive it." Look at that right there. That's where most of us are living today. We don't even have enough room to receive our blessing. Now look what he says in verse 11. My wife pointed this out to me several years ago. I'd often overlooked this text, and she had me to look at this, and I really studied out. Look what it says, verse 11. And I will rebuke the devourer, the unseen hand, the God behind the scenes, doing what we can't do. And he says, I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. He shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. All nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. He said, will I not pour you out a blessing? We're going to have a song to be sung in a moment. Many of you have heard me say this before, but I believe it with all of my heart. It's a big difference in pouring and spilling. He says, if you'll trust me and put me first, I'll be sure to pour some blessings. Or I want to ask y'all something. Has he poured anything your way? Boy, I can look back through when I worked in the public job, and it's just amazing, Brother Adam, how God would do things behind me. But I knew behind me that there was something that was opening the doors, something that was making things happen that I could not do. He says, I'll pour you out a blessing. I was a little old kid. I was raised in Middle Tennessee. By my grandpa and grandma had a lot in my raising. I'd stay with them through the summer. A lot of times I'd get off the school bus, they'd keep me, Mom and Dad work, but Grandpa had an old Jersey cow. They had a stainless milk bucket, and I'd go down there, Brother Adam, I'd watch him, Miss Emily, you'd be coming, I'd be watching him milk that old cow, you know. It's so funny. That old cat would be there in the barn, he'd take and he'd squirt that old cat some milk, and boy, I mean, it's the funniest thing I've ever seen a little kid. But he'd get that milk bucket ready. I had a granny. She wasn't a real affectionate woman. She's a country woman, real hard, come through that depression. And she didn't say a lot of words, but we had a screened-in back porch, and my job was to bring that milk bucket from the barn up to the back porch, and I was to open the door and just set it in the door. So I'd sometimes, you know, little old kid, I wouldn't watch what I was doing. It'd slosh out on the ground. I'd sit on the back porch. She'd come. She'd pick it up. She'd strain it, you know, and make that good butter. Somebody say amen. My goodness, in July, we'd have that old-timey ice cream with that cream off the top of that Jersey cow. I mean, that was a big treat to get ice cream in the country. We're so spoiled. Talking about our blessing. But you know, if she looked in that bucket, Dan, she seen where that milk was when I started at the barn, but now it was just sort of three-quarters down. She'd say, Ken, what happened the rest of this milk? I'd say, oh, Nanny, I spilt it. She'd say, that's all right, just be more careful. But if I said, Nanny, I poured it out. Big difference in spilling and pouring. You see, when you pour something, you intend to do it. I will tell God I will thank Him for pouring in my life when I didn't deserve it.
Amen.
Didn't have the education to do it. But behind the scenes, God allowed me to do things that's unbelievable. At this church, there's no way a man could do this. But God does this. There's no way you can win your battles, but there's a God that can win your battle. A God that hides Himself, but yet lets Himself be known. And this morning, I just want to ask you, has He poured anything your way? Are you facing a battle that you really do need Him to help you? Miss Emily's going to say, and I'm done preaching. I've tried to share my heart just a few minutes today. I want to open this altar. I wonder, would you come? The God behind the scenes, I'm glad His unseen hand
is following me. Would you